This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We've got Dabo Swinney audio coming up at 6 o'clock in our Tuesday 6 o'clock segment of what Dabo Swinney had to say today. So if you're a Clemson fan and you did not get a chance to hear Dabo Swinney's weekly presser today, we'll have that audio for you at 6. We'll have Shane Beamer tomorrow at 6 as well. Still a lot to get to on the show today, Diesel, but let's play a game in this very segment. And I want to invite the Tolos to play along as well at 844-326-3663. It's very simple. We now have more data, more information, more bulletin board data points, I guess, that we can hang up and clip on the bulletin board that show us how good each team is. Thus far in college football. And those data points are certainly helpful, right, when it comes to figuring out how good a team is. But this will be a semi-rapid fire. You and I are going to go through 10 teams in college football. And let's give ourselves some choices here. So we're going to say the choices are going to be elite, okay? Diesel, that's one choice. Very good is one choice. Good is good. Would you say good and average is the same thing?
No.
Okay, let's go average.
Average is different.
And let's go real bad. So we've got five categories: elite, very good, good, average, and real bad. And we can give obviously some commentary on why we think that. But how good is 10 teams I've selected to throw at you? You ready?
Yep.
Elite, very good, good, average, or real bad. Elite means they're at the top, like they're almost untouchable, right? Let's start with a team that had a lot of conversation from last year going into this year because of Kalen DeBoer's not-so-great first season. Alabama, very simple question. How good is Alabama? Elite, very good, good, average, or real bad? You go first on this one.
They're not quite elite, but they're knocking on that doorstep. I'm putting them in the very good category. 3-point road win at Missouri could have gone the other way. We could be talking about a 4-2 team right now.
Does the Florida State loss still keep them at very good instead of elite?
No. They've become a very good football team.
Okay. I'm with you there. I also would classify Alabama as very good. What would I have to see them do to become elite? I think they would have to not run the table because they do play in a tough conference, but I think they'd have to pretty much look like Alabama of old down the stretch where they just take care of business.
6 games left.
Yeah.
They'd have to go to be elite, no worse than 5-1.
I like that. Next, how good is Georgia Tech? Elite, very good, good, average, or real bad? I'll go first on this one. I'm going to tell you, Diesel, I believe Georgia Tech You might disagree. I want to say Georgia Tech's good. I don't know if Georgia Tech's very good. I certainly don't know that Georgia Tech's elite. I'm going to put Georgia Tech in the good category. Am I wrong there?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, look, they beat, looking back the last couple weeks, they beat a bad Virginia Tech team by 15. Good win. Very good win.
But you don't think they're really very good?
No, because okay. I don't think they played any real competition all season long.
Clemson was bad.
Colorado, Gardner-Webb, a very down Duke. Yeah. A very down Clemson.
Yeah.
Temple, Wake Forest, Virginia Tech. They played an incredibly soft schedule to this point.
Okay. Next.
So I would agree. I'd put them in that good category.
But maybe on the verge of very good. Okay. I like
that. Upward mobility.
How good is Notre Dame? Elite, very good, good, average or real bad. Diesel, you go first on this one. By the way, a two-loss Notre Dame team.
Yeah, two-loss team, but they've turned it around. Started off tough. They've beaten down NC State, a bad team. They beat down Boise State, a pretty good G5 team. Beat down Arkansas, beat down Purdue. I would put Notre Dame right now in the very good category.
Ooh.
But I would say there's a gap between Bama and Notre Dame in that category.
That is interesting, man. I think that's a tough one, Notre Dame. I think it's tough to categorize those guys right now because, to your point, they've gotten better. They did lose to Miami, who turns out to be a really good Miami team, the second-best team in the country, right? So no real blemish there. And Diesel, they lost to a really good A&M team. So their two losses on the season – are to really good teams, top 10 teams. You mentioned the four wins in a row. Southern Cal, it'll be interesting to see how they handle those guys. They don't have a ton of tasks, though. Like Notre Dame's schedule is pretty soft.
I think Notre Dame's kind of riding that line between very good and good.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real quick, we have time for a few more here on how good South Carolina? Elite, very good, good, average, or real bad. I'll see if you agree or disagree with me that I am going to put South Carolina in the average category. They're not good because there's too many inconsistencies. You can't be good and just fire a coach. Are they real bad? I don't think they're real bad. I think there's a lot of talent on that football team, especially at quarterback, but I'm going to put them at average.
Agreed. Yeah. I really can't put them in the real bad category. They haven't shown themselves to be that bad. We've seen good performances from this team. We know the personnel is there to be a better team than what they are. They just haven't achieved it. So, again, to cheat here, I'd say they're in the lower half of that average category.
Okay. Next one for you. How good is the 2025 Red Raiders, Texas Tech? They beat UAPB, whoever that is. They beat Kent State.
Arkansas, Pine Bluff.
That's right. Thank you. They beat Oregon State. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everybody beats Oregon State.
That's correct. They beat Utah. Solid win.
Good win.
They beat Houston. Bad team. And they beat Kansas last weekend. Good team, but they had their way.
Houston's 4-1.
What'd I say?
You said Houston was a bad team. Houston's 4-1.
Well,
4-1, Big 12 team.
I don't know who Houston's beat, though. That's the thing. You know, you're talking about Oklahoma State, Oregon State, Rice, and Stephen F. Austin. So they're a good team.
Haven't been incredibly tested.
They're a good team. Houston is, to your point. They've beaten who they're supposed to. Kansas is a good team. Where are we on Texas Tech? How good is Texas Tech?
I'd put Texas Tech.
They're 6-0, Diesel.
God, I'd put Texas Tech in that good category, ooh, but got some upward mobility headed towards very good. I mean, I'm sure Leprechaun of Lyman doesn't want to see his Notre Dame Fighting Irish taking on the Red Raiders right now.
That's a good point. I'm battling between good and very good. I mean, right now they're hot, man. You could argue that they are playing as good as any team, right? Now, they're playing at Arizona State. Obviously, Arizona State's a different team without Sam Levin. The rest of the schedule, they have BYU, one more ranked team, and that's pretty much it. So, again, not an incredibly difficult schedule, but does Texas Tech right now, these will not look like a team that could somehow find its way into the college football playoff?
Yeah, I think it could really happen. And considering the money they spent in the offseason, the money they've spent getting recruiting classes, like any of this can just blow up and blow away in the wind, right?
Yeah.
It can all just go away at any time. But I think they're building something special down there.
All right, one more for you.
Mm-hmm.
How good is Texas A&M? Hmm. Talking about a Texas A&M team, Diesel, that is undefeated.
Yep.
They're undefeated on the season. They're a top 10 team. And I'm not talking about AP poll for any Tolos that just tuned in. Texas A&M's had a heck of a season under Mike Elko. 6-0 now after that win over Florida. They have Arkansas this weekend, then they're at LSU, and then at Mizzou. This is a pretty tough stretch for A&M coming up. Then South Carolina, then you host Samford, and then you're at Texas. We're about to find out how good A&M is, but right now, Diesel, how good's Texas A&M?
I think Texas A&M is very good. I think they're very good. Look at the way they played defense over the last three games. They've given up a total, and I'm terrible at doing math here, 36 points over the last three games. So they're averaging 13 points a game allowed.
Yeah, that's good.
You go back to that Notre Dame game. Notre Dame plays really well offensively. Outside of that, they've blown everybody out. I think this Texas A&M team is legit. I think they are
very
good.
I think so too, man. I look at Texas Tech, Texas A&M. Are we going to see three Texas teams in the college football playoff or two Texas teams? There's some good teams out there. I think it should be a lot of fun.
Speaking of very good, Cole, it's time to unveil our latest upset picks challenge.
Do we have to?
Standings. Yes, we do. We'll deep dive into the standings next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.